Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are going back to one of our favorite times, to the time of the Reformation, and one of our favorite figures, Martin Luther. Well, there's a recent book on Luther, well, it's 5 years old now, but relatively recent, that talks about how Luther used the printing press to advance these ideas and the theology of the Reformation. But in addition to using the printing press, this book also talks about how Luther used something rather innovative for scholars and theologians at the time. He used the language of the people and not Latin. The author of this book, Andrew Pettigrew, says, "Luther was a cultured and purposeful theological writer. He wrote fine Latin, and his Latin works measured up well against those of talented adversaries." By saying that he was cultured meant that he was educated. And saying that he was a purposeful theological writer means that he could get into the technicalia. He could be exacting in his writing and in his logic, and he could go toe-to-toe with those in the academy. But then Dr. Pettigrew says that Luther made the decision to make the case in German. This was with a very crucial, momentous publication, his 1518 Sermon on Indulgence and Grace. Now, we know in 1517, of course, we have the 95 Theses. They were written in Latin. They were intended to be a debate within the church. We also know that they were quickly translated from the Latin into the German and through the printing press, and these printing presses popped up all over the hamlets and cities of Germany, that Luther's 95 Theses were quickly distributed, spread like wildfire across German-speaking lands. But what he wrote in 1518, this sermon, he purposefully wrote it in German and had it printed in German. And the reason is very simple. The people needed to hear this message. They needed to hear this message because they lived in darkness. Well, going back a few decades to 1950, we have that wonderful biography of Luther, that classic biography by Roland Baton, Here I Stand. This is how Baton ends his biography. "The God of Luther, as of Moses, was the God who inhabits the storm clouds and rides on the wings of the wind. At his nod, the earth trembles, and the people before him are as a drop in the bucket. He is a God of majesty and power, inscrutable, terrifying, devastating, and consuming in his anger. Yet, the all-terrible is the all-merciful too. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord. But how shall we know this? In Christ, Baton says, only in Christ." That was Luther's message. That was Luther trembling before a holy God, feeling the anger, the wrath of a righteous God against him, a very unrighteous man. And yet he realized that in Christ, this all-terrible one is the all-loving one, and loved Luther with a love that would not let him go. Well, that was the message of Martin Luther. He preached it his whole life, and he knew it was a message that was far more than simply a debate within the academy. It was a message that had to be taken directly to the people, and that's what he did through the use of the German language and the use of a printing press. He sent that message around Germany, and even as the centuries rolled on, around the world. Well, that is Martin Luther taking his message to the people. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, I have a moment to share a quote with you, this from John Calvin, and the opening pages of his classic text, The Institutes. Thus, from the feeling of our own ignorance, vanity, poverty, infirmity, and what is more, depravity and corruption, we recognize that the true light of wisdom, sound virtue, full abundance of every good, and purity of righteousness rest in the Lord alone.